and it's an Anfield Wrap special, and obviously it's transfer season. No sooner have Liverpool secured a Champions League qualification than the stories are coming in, and it feels like Liverpool are looking to move quickly. So to talk to us about that, who else but the main man on the Liverpool press pack, James Pearce. James, thanks so much for coming on Zoom.
Hey, Gabo, you okay?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, mate. I'm good. I think we're all feeling good after the weekend, and Liverpool doesn't look like they want to waste any time.
No, I think obviously Ibrahima Konate, we've known, has been kind of someone of great interest to Jurgen Klopp for quite some time. And, you know, I think my colleague David Ornstein reported back, I think it was late March, that the Liverpool were in kind of pretty extensive talks back then and hoped to conclude a deal. And, you know, I think the fact that they've managed to kick on and secure that top four finish and the financial security that gives them, not surprisingly, they're now looking to push on with that. So they haven't triggered his release clause yet, but we expect that to happen. I think there's a few different figures being bandied around, but the way I understand it, it's about 41 million euros, which is about 35 million pounds. And that has to be paid in one lump sum rather than in installments. But, you know, I think he's a player that ticks all the boxes from Klopp's point of view.
Yeah, you mentioned that. I mean, a couple of things I want to pick up on. You said the first one was that was the Champions League qualification, and there was a few stories over the last couple of months that Liverpool were looking to go big regardless. But I mean, it must help, you know, having that sort of financial, you know, security, especially, you know, after 18 months where, you know, gate receipts have been, you know, close to zero.
Oh yeah. I think that was the thing, that it was, you know, the recent accounts only really gave a snapshot into the kind of the damage done to financially as a result of the pandemic. What was it, a £46 million loss pre-tax? But that was only up to the end of May 2020. You know, you speak to people at Liverpool and they'll say, you know, they estimate the cost about £120 million plus. So to miss out on the Champions League would have been an absolute hammer blow on top of that. You know, it's, I think the last two seasons, you're looking at around 65 to 70 million Champions League football has been worth to Liverpool. So, it would have left a big hole in the coffers, and I think, you know, the fact that they've now got that gives them that security, coupled with the fact that, obviously, touch wood, as things stand, match day revenues will recover from the start of next season as well.